Goedendag en welkom bij Awareness Radio. Fijn dat u luistert. Vandaag hebben we twee bijzondere gasten hier in de studio. We gaan het gehele interview in het Engels doen. Good day. Thank you for joining us. Today I have two special guests with me in the studio. I would really like to introduce to you Dr. Prochant and Alex de Paske. We're going to talk about pranic healing. Let's start with saying hello to Dr. Prochant.
Hi, Patricia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Alex.
How are you? And good morning or good day, Alex.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to be here with the two of you.
And thank you.
The interview that we are going to have today is a very special one. As I said, we're only going to talk about pranic healing. Mm. But before that, I would really like to know, who are the two of you? So, Dr. Prochant, can I please start with you?
Sure. I was born in India, in Mumbai, and grew up and I studied medicine. As a kid, I was exposed to a lot of meditation and spirituality because our family was oriented to the Hindu tradition and practices. But I think when I was 13 or something, my uncle got sick. And that's when we came across Reiki. And everybody was focused on helping that uncle get healed. And I was somehow brought into it, like pulled into it. And I'm a person who, if you introduce me to something, I would like to go and learn everything about it. So that's when I went into deeper and deeper, and soon I became one of the youngest Reiki masters at that time. And I wanted to teach. I started teaching Reiki. And that's when somebody asked me, do you know about pranic healing? And that was many years ago, 25 years ago or something. And I did not know, and we did not have Google like today, right? Or Wikipedia. So I remember I did a Yahoo search, and it's like ancient times already. Eh? And then I found one website which had Master Chowa Koksui's picture. And then it said Institute for Inner Studies Incorporated, Manila. And a picture caption which says, miracles are those which follow the laws of nature. Those who do not know the laws of nature call them miracles. Saint Augustine. That's all. And I'm like, who is this? Who is Master Chowa Koksui? What is pranic healing? Anyway, I went back to my class of Reiki and I told them, if you have any information, let me know. I'm curious. That's how it all began. And then my cousin, my dad's elder brother's daughter, she got married. She went to Australia. And then she met Master there. Mm-hmm. And then she introduced to my uncle. He would disappear every weekend. And I caught him on the road one day. Why don't you come to the Reiki healing circles anymore? So he started talking to me about meditation and this and that. And he took me to a meditation on Twin Hearts evening. And then he signed me up for the basic course. So that's how it happened. And I went to the basic class. I think we were 29 or 30 of us. It was a huge hall. And I was super excited because I have been researching about meditation and healing, wanted to standardize Reiki. I did my own work on it, patented, registered, trademarked and stuff like that. Then I went to this class. They give you a book. They give you a CD for the meditation. Mm-hmm. Everything was so organized. You get a certificate, globally recognized. And then the class was so beautifully structured, from simple topics to very complex subjects, easy techniques to more difficult techniques. Very organized, strategically put. And I fell in love with that. And then when I looked at the small picture of Master Chowa Koksui put on the table, I said, I know this man. That's what I felt first. Then I think immediately I fell in love with pranic healing, because It gave answers to many things. It structured what I know and what I did. And I wanted to discover more. And I canceled all my other appointments on the next weekend. And I was there Friday, Saturday, Sunday again for advanced and psychotherapy. So I was every weekend, I was doing my medical studies, mm-hmm. going to college, going to the hospitals. And the weekends I would do pranic healing. And very soon, in a year's time, I became an instructor for pranic healing. And I would travel from city to city, state to state, open new places, spread pranic healing in India. Yeah, that's how it started for me. In 2010, they asked me to go to Croatia mm-hmm. to teach pranic healing. And that's when I came to Europe for the first time. And yeah, that's when I met Alex also.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex. That's when you met him. Because yeah. At the moment, you're staying in Holland, right?
Yes, I live here now. Yeah, it's been more than 2.5 years of coming here and living here. Right now, I am responsible for a lot of work with pranic healing in Europe. And primarily, I stay put in Amsterdam, but I travel to various countries within Europe. And yeah, it's exciting because the joy that I find in pranic healing, not just because of the intelligence and the knowledge, the skills, but the joy of healing someone, see somebody change from their pain state to complete relaxation or psychologically feeling better. Mm. So these are some things that touch me every time I heal somebody. And I feel, that's the promise of energy healing, of pranic healing. Of Master Chowa Koksui. And I think that is my driving force. I teach almost every weekend after weekend after weekend. I travel, teach. I call Amsterdam as my home, but I'm
travel all over.
I think the airports are my home sometimes.
Well, we would love to know more about the Master Chowa Koksui and of course pranic healing. I hope you will tell us all just now. But before we do that, Alex de Pasca, who are you? Please let us know.
Yes, it's so funny to listen to Dr. Prashant. Our childhood has been partly the same. So when I was about 12, I started with meditation. When I was 14 with Reiki, I had a physiotherapist who really treated my back. I had severe back problems when I was young. And said when he's 14, he should do Reiki. So I started to read books already, and then Reiki at 14, and really practice that. Meditation, Louisa Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, working with chakra meditation, Barbara and Brennan.
Hands of Light.
Hands of Light. In Dutch, we call it magnetiseren, practice mm-hmm. too. And then I studied psychology, looking for answers for many challenges in your life, and it didn't come. Psychology. Great study though. And then when I was 24, I did again Reiki mm-hmm. in Amsterdam, and mm-hmm. they had a center, and there was also pranic healing. And I remember I had fever then, and I did a distance healing with pranic healing for me, and my fever was gone within one healing. Wow, that works quite well. So I did the first workshop and I was so excited about it. And I was a student, Amsterdam student in those days. So I had one day I had a hangover. And I did self-healing with pranic healing. And my hangover was gone. My headache was gone. It's like, I never succeeded with this with Reiki. So it's like, hey, there's something in this. It's so helpful and so advanced. So I got to my friends and said, hey, this is so amazing. So we went to more evenings, did more workshops. I met Master Chowa Koksui in 2005.
Oh, you did?
Mm. Yes, in 2005 in Germany. I was like, who is this person? I want to meet him. And after meeting him, I was so excited. I was like, this is it. This is a wonderful combination of spirituality.
Yeah.
But also the science systematic approach that I learned in psychology. It combined it. And it was so simple. I was like, everybody should know this. That was my main thing. And I became a teacher in training in 2006. So yeah, also many years of teaching since 2009, I think. I taught pranic healing and traveling the world now too. I'm more focused on the Netherlands. And I worked together with Prashant since 2010. We became best friends, traveling together. True. India, we met in a meditation center. Mm. And in Croatia, I helped with healing even. I came there to help with healing a week long. My God.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was just, I know Alex for several years already. I don't know when, but I didn't know you were a teacher since 2006. That's a while.
A teacher in training. In 2009, I think I taught my first real workshops. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. It's good to hear. So, Dr. Prashant, please let me and especially everybody who's listening now, what is the secret? What is pranic healing?
So if we say pranic healing, we cannot forget to talk about Master Chowa Koksui. So Master Chowa Koksui was a chemical engineer as his background. And then he and his family already had so many businesses. So business was in their family tradition, right? So he also became a businessman. But he was very curious about paranormal healings and paranormal things. And he read a lot of theosophical books, went to many discussions and groups, meditations and stuff. And as a young guy, he started gathering a lot of information. He had many inner experiences, but he was very silent and secretive about it. He, I think, was of the opinion to first prove the science behind something before talking about it. He met many mentors who could meditate and produce amazing results, but he still was discovering the science behind it. So he had a very close friend with whom he did a lot of experiences and experiments. And then based on that is what pranic healing was born. And pranic healing took about 20 years of his life of experiences and experimentations. And in 1987, he wrote the first book, The Ancient Science and Art of Pranic Healing, and formed the organization called the Institute for Inner Studies in Manila. And after that, I think there was no looking back. And it went to India, it went to America, then it went to Indonesia and all the Southeast Asian countries. And within 20 years' time, we were already in 100 different countries globally. Yeah, it is a wow.
It is.
It is. Yeah. So he was relentlessly working. Yeah. Yeah, traveling weekend here in one continent and another weekend another continent. He was there for people. And people experienced miracles when he was around. Mm. That was the effect of the teacher, Master Chowa Koksui. So when I talk about him, I can feel my hair stand. And I think he is my super person to go to.
Superhero.
Yeah, he's my superhero. He is my inspiration because, of course, we cannot live how he lived, but we can become a mini him in transforming ourselves and people whom we can affect. So pranic healing started from there, and he wanted to respect the origins of the science, right? Prana is a Sanskrit term for energy. Mm-hmm. So he labeled it as pranic healing. Recognizing the source, the ancient secrets, which were lost. Because traditionally in India and ancient China, they were not scripted. Students were not allowed to write down notes or take down dictation, nothing like that. Yeah.
So it just went from student, from teacher to student.
Yeah. Like now how we are listening to each other. I'm telling you something and you're listening to my voice. And the voice gets recorded in your mind. Sometimes we don't receive all of it, right? So the students got distorted the teachings and then eventually probably never passed down. It took somebody like Master Chowa Koksui to come from Manila back to India and other places and find his old students and reestablish it in a scientific way. Because today it is an organization, global organization, scientifically arranged, well-organized, systematized courses for... Master Chowa said, what are the problems of the world? One is health problems, right? So we have pranic healing. Then he said, you have relationship problems. So you have pranic psychotherapy and maybe more spirituality-oriented lifestyle.
Twin hearts.
Twin hearts meditation. Yes. Then he said money problem. So for that, we have Feng Shui and Kriya Shakti, two prosperity courses, and also something called spiritual business management. So Maschowa brings the idea of management because he was an honorary lecturer for management courses.
Mm.
That was his, making money was his easy part of his life, which he did. It was natural for him. But his secret was energy healing and meditation, right? So he would teach that and he would combine spirituality and prosperity. He said they are not separate. People think that if you want to become spiritual, you have to let go of everything that is physical and monetary and financial. He said that is not correct.
Mm.
Spirituality is also prosperity and abundance. He said money is concretized spirituality. So he valued both and he taught us how to become better in life financially, stable, how to increase your money, how to increase wealth. So all that we teach in the courses like Kriya Shakti, Pranic Feng Shui, spiritual business management. Then he said, some people are very rich, some people have health, some people also have good relationships, but still they have emptiness. They feel something is missing in them. And that's where we have the spiritual part of pranic healing, which is arhatic yoga, finding your spiritual essence, finding who you are, where you came from, achieving oneness with the higher soul, all these spiritual courses. So it's actually a complete package. What do we want? We want health, we want wealth, we want good relationships, right? And we want to experience who we are, the real us, real me. So yeah, I used to learn many, many, many courses. You will tell me there is this teacher coming, this course coming, I would go.
Mm.
Yeah, before pranic healing. After pranic healing, I am here. Here for good, right? It's almost 18 plus years of doing pranic healing, teaching pranic healing. And I still find so many new things every day. I am in a group, in a discussion, in a healing. It's a constant discovery and it's an ocean. And Master Chowa made it a logic-oriented thing, not like, ah, Patricia, you're special. I will give you this technique. Alex, you are okay. I will give you this technique. No, it is given for all. Then we take what fits us, what is okay for us. Sometimes after 10 years, you realize, oh, this was already there in the book. Wow, I didn't know. I missed this part. And then it's obvious for you now, which was not obvious before, because you and I grow over a period of time, right? So that's how pranic healing grows within us. It's, at least for me, that's how I experience. Yeah. What do you think about it, Alex?
Yeah, I would like to know, Alex. Maybe you can say something more about also the healing, because as Dr. Prashant just explained, Master Koksui was a visionary.
A real visionary, yeah.
How did it work for you also with the healing? Can you share us stories about that?
I remember that enticed me so much when I did my first workshop to be able to heal others. And immediately within 10 minutes, pain was less or a person felt better. That was already amazing. But when I worked at the home care in those days, and sometimes someone, you know, had some pain. So I was like, oh, maybe I can help you. I learned something. So then I did some sweeping, some, you know, some healing techniques, and the person felt better. And that was like, a person said, well, I have this back pain already for some time, for months, and I have a headache, and I have pain in my nose here, this part. So I did a healing for her. And that pain was removed. She's like, this is miraculous. And I was like, well, I've just done the two-day workshop. I can apply it. So later on, looking back, I did so much healing. I love to do healing. I love to and still love to organize healing events.
Yeah.
Because you suddenly your will to do good and your will to help, which almost everybody has, right? The will to help others. you get an instrument to really help others and then affect their life for the better. So for example, when my mother is not feeling well or has flu or something, I can just heal her. And when my body is not feeling well, I can ask her, can you heal me? So it's always, you can take care of your loved ones. And of course we have the serious ailments, right? Like rheumatoid arthritis,
cardiac problem,
heart ailment, and that we can also affect. Like I had an elderly lady, she had like chest pains constantly, mm-hmm. the heart problem. I did one healing for her and the chest pain was gone. So those things are like, wow, this is like magical. But then the magic is everybody can learn this.
Yeah, because that's the real magic.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so excited, yeah. because I would like to use that term, that this is for everybody. And as you explained,
exactly.
it is not for, oh, you have to be educated or you have to be this or you have to be that. This is basic for yeah. every human.
Yeah.
And I hope we can talk more about that because this yeah. is well, really important.
So yeah. like you say, this is our drive for me and Prashant. Why do we keep doing this yeah. for so many years already? Because yeah. we're like, everybody should know of this.
Yeah.
Maybe not everybody wants to do it. That's fine.
That's
but
different.
If people don't know about this and I hear about...
Everybody should have access to it.
Access, yeah. yeah. And the vision of Master Cho is actually to have one person
Planet
per family.
Per family.
Yeah. And just imagine if you would have had have hospitals, right? With pranic healing aligned to that, mm-hmm. which they already have in some countries in the world.
Yeah. I want to talk about
yeah.
that.
Tell.
So before I go into the pranic healing in medicine, I wanted to share my first experience as a healer. It was, I think, 18 years ago. We used to offer free healing evenings on Tuesdays. And our major goal was that people should join us for the meditation at 6:30. So we will start at 4:30 or something and hold space that, okay, Patricia, you want a healing? You come in and then I give you a healing. So as a healer, I get a hands-on experience. Then we say, please sit down and wait for the meditation. So we gather a lot of people and we have a group for meditation. That was the main goal. So one day we were almost ready for the meditation and one lady was standing behind me while I was healing someone. And I turned around and looked at her and then she said, will you heal me? I said, sure, please wait, let me finish. I finished my healing, then she came. She had sciatica, the lower back pain, which radiates down the thighs up to your heel. And it's super painful, like pulling, pinching, burning. So she said, I have this for 10 years. I have tried Reiki. I've tried massage. I have done traction, like where your limb is lifted with weight oh. in the hospital. She has had injections in the spine. It doesn't get better for me. And last 2 years, it's been so painful. I cannot stand for too long, sit for too long, walk for too long. Sleeping is a problem. Oh, I said, wow, Prashant, this is your first case of lower back problem. How are you going to do this, right? So I told her frankly that I have never healed anybody with this problem, but I know what to do. Well, we'll see. So I made her sit. I said, we have only 20 minutes before we do the meditation. So let's get on to the healing.
Let's start.
Yeah. And I didn't want to give any promises because, right, we don't know. I was myself skeptical about it. Okay, I healed her. I followed the steps for the healing. And she sat there very nicely for 20, 25 minutes. Then I touched her shoulder to wake her up, right? And then she woke up with a start and she said, that's it. I said, 25 minutes or what? She thought it was just 5 minutes in her mind. So she was impressed that she could sit for 25 minutes. So, and I'm this medical guy, skeptical, right? So I asked her, how do you feel? She said, wow, for 25 minutes I sat. That's already amazing. Okay. So I wanted to ask her to feel her back, stand up, twist your back, bend. Bend backwards. Okay. No pain. Okay. How is your leg? Just pressure, but no pain. I can walk easily. Look, she walked. And I'm like, no, she's just trying to please me. Okay. Can you climb up these stairs? So I made her climb up and down.
Per shot.
she was almost 70, yeah? And then she said, look, you're going to give me new pain. I really don't. I said, okay, fine.
He said, okay, just try one more time. Let's dance.
Yeah. Then she sat through the meditation on Twin Hearts.
Yeah.
She was good and she was beaming happy, right? She went home. And we had a policy to only meet every Tuesday there.
Uh-huh.
And we don't give personal contacts. So I met her next Tuesday. She came and she was happy that she could sleep very well the whole week. I'm like, okay, wow. I followed the same healing protocol. Our protocols are like cookbook, yeah. You know, step one, step two, step three, and then you have a result. So result-oriented steps we have. So I followed that for her again. I repeated the same thing. And again, she could sit through. She was happy. Then next Tuesday, I didn't see her. Another Tuesday, I didn't see her. Another Tuesday, I didn't see her. So months passed. Out of sight, out of mind, right? You forget about the person. Of course, I thought maybe her pain became so bad that she didn't want to see me anymore. Second was maybe she already passed away. That's why she's not coming. I thought of that more as a possibility. Then third was she was good. That's why she's not coming. 8-9 months after, we did a expo where we were giving healings for free for many people at a large scale the whole weekend. People would just walk in, take a healing and go and give us feedback. So it's a crowded place. There are other shops and owners and people selling things. And we have a big stall of 20 healers healing. And I was in charge of the healers at that time. And I had myself a healing case. And suddenly, you know, you flip your head backwards and turn around and look. I did that, and far away in a sweetmeat shop, the same lady was standing. And I'm like, oh, she's alive. So I told my patient, give me 2 minutes, I'll be back. I ran to that lady. I touched her. She looked at me. She didn't recognize me for a moment. And then she said, oh, you. I said, what were you? What happened to you? So she said, well, you did this to me. I have no pain, right? So my daughter said, Mom, you have not come to us for 4-5 years or more. Come. So she went to Australia. 4 months she stayed with her daughter. And then it became cold. So her son said, no, okay, come to America. So she went to California from there. So another 3 months. Today she came back to India. And then her neighbor said, hey, you know, this is the last day for that exhibition. So that's why she came there. So that was my first experience, which was successful, but my skeptical mind doubted it and I put it aside. I did not think about it as a big thing. But 6-7 months down the line, I'm like, oh, that is a miraculous healing.
That's a miraculous healing.
That is a miraculous healing.
Yeah.
Because she was healed for a long time.
Yeah.
And you, Alex, do you have a story to share?
Yes. So many stories of healing. I think we might have done
thousands of healings
through the years, right?
I would like to share something as well.
Yeah. I had one very funny story. I think 8 years ago, suddenly someone called me and I heard the voice of a guy. And it was like a Dutch farmer accent, right? Mm. Like you realize that it's really from the farm country part.
Oi.
And that man had severe pain in the left rib part, and deeper inside. The doctors did not know what it was. He was on pain medication, and it was so severe. It was already for months and months, and he had to go to the pain clinic, you know, to get stronger than morphine kind of thing. You know, really go for internal to be hospitalized there. So they were clueless, the doctors, what to do about this. And this guy was so much in pain. And then in farmer's accent, I heard from my sister and her friend from that you could do something. And I was on the phone, right? Yeah. And this guy never heard of energy healing, meditation, of nothing. Course. But he was so desperate. I said, well, just relax. I told him to take a calm position, sit down. I will do the healing then now, right now for you, through the phone, right? Pranic healing can also be done on distance.
Yeah, on a call.
On a call. So this guy, no clue, then I did the healing. 20 minutes later, he says, farmer accent, mooi boerenaccent, zei hij iets van, oh, mijn rug is echt stiekem beter. En hij zei, ja, ik voel tintelingen door mijn hele lichaam heen.
Oh, je tingling.
Tingling to the entire body. En het pain is so much better. So I said, okay, let's in 3 days call again. 3 days later, said, yeah, it is still a lot better. So I did another healing. Then the next week, I did called him again. He said, actually, I don't have pain. He said, but let's do another healing. And then say, well, 1 week later, I called him. Well, no more pain, nothing. And a few weeks later, still no more pain, nothing. Yeah. And it was like a miraculous healing because he was like, should I still go to the pain clinic really to be hospitalized? I said, well, that is not. I'm not a medical doctor,
you
right?
You should go and tell them that I don't have pain.
He did. And he never had pain anymore. Amazing. So that was like a miraculous healing. This, right? The guy was so lucky, but he was so receptive. Yeah. He wanted to be healed.
Yeah.
I think that's the main key element to be healed.
That is absolutely, I think, a basis that you want to be healed. I know with the pranic healing that... there's been several cases that I called Alex or text him, Alex, help.
Yeah. Who are you gonna call?
Alex. Yeah, you are also my safe line. And I remember I really bruised my foot. I had some things and it was severely bruised. And the doctor also said it's probably gonna take months and months. And
wow.
We did a few sessions and so for example, I think it would have lasted three months and then it was done within 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So it was half the period.
Amazing.
And so that is my own story of it. So Alex and Dr. Prashant, can you just tell everybody who's listening a little bit, because it has to do with energy. A little bit about what is the pranic healing? What do you do? Because I heard you say a session. You said you do it through the phone. So I don't know how it is for you, but if you don't know what it is, you probably be really anxious.
Yeah,
yeah, that's so true. So if you look at it, you see a person moving around another person with the hands and not touching the person. It's a no-touch drug-free therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the basis is we all have an energy body. We have a physical body and we have an energy body, also called the etheric body or bioplasmic body. Mm-hmm. There are different names for that.
The aura.
Aura. Yeah. So what we do, to very simplify it, what we do, we remove the dirty, diseased, negative energies from the energy system, from the energy body, from the energy channels, and then we give fresh prana to the person, life energy, and then the body can actually use that to heal itself. So the beauty about this, the body knows how to heal itself. It has a natural intelligence. Like for example, if you have a little wound, it will heal itself within 1 week. The body knows what to do. In general, when someone has a flu, 1 or 2 weeks, someone is completely healed. There's no medicine needed for that.
Many times, just 3 days, you're out of your cold, right?
Yeah. So the body has its own intelligence. So if you give it more fuel, prana, life energy, the body can heal itself faster and better.
Mm.
So if you do it in a very specialized way, the giving of prana with the advanced healing techniques that we use, the body can heal so fast that it seems miraculous.
Yeah.
And
this is based on the principle of transference of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And since energy is universal, energy is everywhere, I can do the healing without touching the person. The person is in front of me, or he can or she can be in another room, or just on a call somewhere else in the country or some other country, or not even on a call. You are laying in your bed, you're going to sleep, and I'm in India, and I can say, hey, Pat, I'm going to heal you in 10 minutes. Go to sleep. Just be receptive. Thank you. And then I heal you. Next morning, you wake up and give me a good feedback. Sometimes a good feedback, sometimes okay feedback.
Yeah. So if you hear, it's very logical. Everything we do has a reason, has a purpose. Everybody can learn this. So it's using of the hands. Later on, you can use crystals. There are different ways of doing it, but the basis is very simple. So if you can well, drive a car or do simple, you know, simple techniques, you can do pranic healing as well.
Yeah, Master Chowa said it is easier than learning to play the piano. And he said it is, if you can count the currency of your country, then you can learn pranic healing. So anybody above the age of 16 are entitled or eligible to learn pranic healing. Of course, if you're curious, there are different categories of people, right? Some people like, what is this? How does it work? What is the science, right? So those people, welcome to learn. Some people already have energy background. Their parents are into energy healing meditation and they want to learn. They are probably more inquisitive and receptive. Some people are spiritually oriented and they want to, like the, I had a student who wanted to experience God. And I was like, how am I going to make her experience God, right? But in the course, in the meditation on twin hearts, she had a beautiful experience where she found who she is as a child of God. And she was in tears and she said, I saw God. I know what God is for her, in her little understanding, right? So I'm like, oh, thank you, Master, for helping this student. But I feel everybody should learn. Everybody should experience it because it is a beautiful gift. It is a wonderful tool, especially if you have many people around you. At least one person is a healer. I envision that in the future where pranic healing can be a first aid.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I heard the stories, for example, you're somewhere on the street and somebody falls down.
Yeah.
And you can just do the first aid of healing. Yeah.
So the future will be that besides proper ambulance, proper medical care, also a pranic healer will be informed and will immediately do distance healing for people. Yeah. Just imagine if you have an emergency part, the AHBO afdeling. Uh-huh.
The first aid.
There will be, for example, with wounds or burns, you know, immediately pranic healer will help besides the normal medical care. It goes hand in hand. And in some countries, it's already happening. Yeah. That's the beauty about it. I think
in India, we had a couple of hospitals where pranic healers were hired in batches, like time-wise. Morning and evening shifts, and we had it for the cancer patients and the kidney center where very difficult kidney dialysis is going on and they need to be replenished constantly. So we had healers healing there. Then we had we have a colleague of mine who is a craniospinal surgeon. He does brain surgeries and spine surgeries every day, and he has his own hospital in Chennai in south of India. And he and his wife run the hospital, and his doctors and physicians, nurses and ward boys, many of them are also into pranic healing. So when the patient comes in, you receive a assessment of the energy system, the chakras, what is the condition before they come into the hospital. Then they plan the surgery. Then they do healing before, during and after surgery. This was presented in 2015 in Bogota, Colombia, in the first Pranic Healers Medical Symposium. All medical doctors, physicians, nurse practitioners, psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists, healers who are into the medical field in whatever form were invited. They all presented their story and their experience and their use of pranic healing in the medical aspect, like hospitals.
It's good to know that there are worldwide conferences.
Yes,
we share knowledge. Thousands of people from all countries have come together.
Yeah.
So in the Netherlands, we are, you know, going on the road. We're doing our best.
Yeah. I would like to know what do you do now in the Netherlands,
exactly.
And how can people reach you, Alex? Maybe you can, invite. I would like to invite you to tell us more about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we do daily meditations at 6:30 till 7. So it's online, it's free of charge. And we all come together to bless the earth, to bring healing where it's needed. So that's a beautiful way of getting connected to us. We do workshops, we do events, like for example...
Full moon.
full moon, every full moon, we have a meditation event in Amsterdam and other locations, which you can join physically and also online, of course. We have
healing days.
Healing days. Yes, healing events, like, for example, the Pranic Healing Expo. And 15 August, we will do a larger scale healing day, healing evening with lectures.
In Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam.
Okay, please just tell me more. But just tell more, and then we would like to know the 15th of August.
Yes. And so we organize regular workshops, especially in The Hague and Amsterdam, other locations we are starting to. So that's a good, very good way to connect to us. Of course, you can WhatsApp us or get us, just Google Alex Pranic Healing or Dr. Prashant Pranic Healing. You will find us immediately.
Institute for Pranic Healing.
Institute for Pranic Healing.
So people can join you every day for a meditation.
Yes.
And that's free. That's amazing. Yes.
That's our...
So yeah, today we have a global reach.
Yeah.
Almost 300, 400 people almost every day meditate with me. And... it's not just for the Netherlands, it's not just for Europe, but I have students from India, of course, then friends from America, even from Australia. People wake up at certain time just to be with the group, to meditate, to pray for the world, to bless the world. But many times I also offer healings, like yesterday and day before I did that. And then you have immediate results for people. The pain went off, the stiffness went away, and so many hundreds of responses, right? And we do this every day, every day, relentlessly for years we've been doing
it. Yeah, you did. And Alex, tell us about the full moon, because that is always something so special.
So the full moon period, the days before, after and during the full moon, is a very powerful period. More energy comes to the planet. Mm-hmm. It's more sunlight coming to the planet through the moon as well. Mm-hmm. And to meditate on that moment is like having a spring plank, a jumping board. And if you come together, especially in a group, you can gain greater heights of spiritual achievement, of inner healing, of blessings for your wishes and all those things, downpour of energies. So that's why we organize it each month together, sometimes very big, like in the Amstel Church or in other big churches. And sometimes in smaller locations, but always we have a lecture to understand more about the zodiac sign of that period, the themes, and how to use the energies coming down in the period for a better way. So Dr. Prashant many times gives a lecture then, and then we meditate, different kind of meditations, but always used to help others to be a blessing for the world.
Like the 1st of August is another full moon of Leo. So we'll talk about the energy of lion in our lives and how it will be. Proper handling of power. I think that will be the theme for August 1st.
And the one after 31 August again. So,
Where is it on the August
1st? 1st of August will be in Lepelstraat, in my place in the center, behind the Carré, actually. We live behind the Carré in Amsterdam. So, yeah, it's open for all. And more the merrier, right?
And there's also a big event on the 15th of August in the weekend.
We're still deciding on the location. It's during the week. It's on a Tuesday, 15th of August.
Uh-huh.
It's the birthday of Master Choksui.
Yeah, it's Founder's Day.
So although he left the body, I think...
2007,
yeah. But we always celebrate it. It's like celebrating the life and the...
Work.
Yeah, the work. But we still practice. Mm-hmm. Like the teacher, the physical body, he left the physical body. He died. But... His energy is there. The spirit is there. The spirit of generosity, of helping people. And that we celebrate. We celebrate his legacy.
Yeah.
And we want to help as many people on that day as possible.
So that therefore, 15th of August will be dedicated to him, but dedicated to people. Right? So it will be an expo of experiencing healing, physical healing, psychological healing. For example, people have pain or anxiety or tension or some kind of psychological disturbance, relationship problems. Or they want to also experience, for example, we have pranic facelift. So we are going to also offer...
Is that a hint, Dr.
No, you're beautiful already. No, but then...
You don't need that.
Yeah, you don't need that. But then there are people who want to experience deeper psychological healing or just physical pain healing or chronic problems. So we'll have different healers assigned in the place where we are going to choose. And Yeah, we'll have people guiding them there. And you can also understand or learn and read about what is the story of pranic healing, what is the future of pranic healing, what are we going to do, and become a part of this community. I think that is one of our main goals, is to create this beautiful family of meditators, healers, people of goodwill, to come together, to be together, to say, hey, Alex, can you help me? Or Patricia, could you tell me what I can do here? And then you guide them. And there is no boundary. There is no judgment.
No, that's nice. Yeah. It's an honor to be here in the studio together with the two of you, because in these days we have many challenges in the world everywhere. I think it's really important that this is also giving me hope.
That's exactly one of the main things in pranic.
It gives hope. It's hope. Yeah. It's hope of feeling better, not only physically, but also mentally.
Yeah.
And it goes together.
Secure place.
Yeah, it is. And it's possible. And again, I would like to tell everybody that this is for everybody. So everybody can do this. Mm-hmm. And especially in Holland, I don't know about India, but in Holland, the most of us are taught, especially the elders of us, the churches, that you always had a pastor,
yeah,
and everything went through the pastor. Mm. So, but with this, you can also be a healer.
You can be your own pastor. Yeah.
You can be your own pastor. And of course, because you can heal others, yeah, but also self-healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very important.
Very beautiful, yeah, gift. Yeah.
Yeah, so much to talk about it, but in essence, to be able to heal your own back pain, yeah, or headache, or when your energy is low, or you feel sad because something happened at work, yeah, or you're so stressed out. I mean, the teachings are about empowerment.
Yeah.
Empowerment to heal and help yourself,
yeah,
to heal others, and also the world. Because if you look at the television, for example, or television nowadays, you just need to look at online, right? You see so much and you cannot influence that consciously. And that does something to your mind.
It's not positive all the time.
No. But with pranic healing, you can do something. You can generate good energies and help people on a distance. You can do self-healing, empower yourself.
You can change the energy.
And you can change the energy. So I think that's the hope of pranic healing. You can do good, yeah, and make a difference. Although it's so small, but it's very empowering in that way.
The weekend before this, mm-hmm, I taught the online self-healing class. You also joined
I
that.
I was there, mm, yeah.
And so many beautiful experiences people had. Like somebody had a very bad pain in the back and they tried healing themselves. Somebody told me that the simple affirmation that I taught in the class,
amazing,
it changed their energy.
Even I learned some new aspects in that.
Amazing,
in that workshop.
After so many years, Alex. So,
loved it.
Yeah, it's life transforming. Some people change over a night, right? Some people take time, but it's okay because we are not the same. And that's why I want everyone to at least experience it once, open themselves, empty their cups, come, receive and fill the energy into their vessels, into their bodies, into their minds, either do a course or experience a free healing or just talk to us, ask what we can offer for them. I think that's important.
Yeah, and today the interview is really as an introduction.
Yeah.
We were talking about it. We're probably going to do more than go deeper in all kinds of, because there's so many topics to talk about. But at the moment, the most important thing is that people know about it.
Mm.
And yes, that you get comfortable with it. And it's not scary. It is what it is. It's free energy.
It's always good. Also good to know pranic healing is not a religion.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
It's not a religion.
It's a science.
It's a science.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a lot of spirituality in it as well. But you discover it by yourself. You don't have to believe things blindly. You can experiment and make your own conclusions. That's the base in pranic healing. You can be Christian, Muslim, Jew, or atheist. We had all those people as students, or just spiritual, and you want to discover, it's fine.
Yeah.
because the beauty about it is if you learn energy, it connects everybody. Whatever background you have, you notice, we are more connected than we thought. So that's also the beauty about energy. It unifies people.
Yeah.
And I have traveled so many countries and seen all kinds of cultures, right? End of the day, we are the same human being.
Mm.
We all have red
we
blood.
We have the same, same blood and same problems. Yeah. We speak it in a different language maybe, but it's the same thing. So energy with us, within us, outside of us, can be corrected, enhanced, improved. You should know how to do it faster.
Mm.
That's it.
That's Pranic Healing.
Just before, I have a favor to ask you, Dr. Prashant.
Sure.
We're almost at the end of the interview. Would you like to do, for everybody who's listening, maybe would you like to do a blessing?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Before that, I would like to ask Alex. Thank you so much. And how can people reach you?
You can reach us easily through WhatsApp or through the website.
Yeah. What's the website's name?
InstituteForPranicHealing.com.
Okay. And of course, Facebook and everything else. Yeah. And also with this interview, we're going to put all the information.
Awesome.
So you can be maybe with one of the classes, the full moon or the free healings, or there's so much more to do. So I would like everybody to just experience it for once. That would be good. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.
Dr. Prashant, can I?
Let's do a small invocation.
Thank you.
So whoever is listening, close your eyes. You may just relax. Take a few deep breaths. Allow this breath to calm your body. Silently, mentally follow me to the Divine Supreme Being, to the source of all life, all light, all healing. We humbly invoke for your presence, for bringing this brilliant healing light into our bodies, into our minds. Now imagine a lot of light gently falling around you, touching your head, your shoulder, to the front and back of your body. Inhale that light. Allow that light to go deeper into your body. May this light go into your internal organs, into your blood, into your bones, into all your endocrine glands. May your body be cleansed, purified of any pain, any disease energy, all negativities. They are completely purified by the light. Inhale again. Exhale, release all of these impurities and toxins. They are out of your system. Now, the light is harmonizing, energizing, and balancing all your body parts, your brain, all your sensory organs, the endocrine glands, the blood, the vital internal organs, your hands, your feet, your bones. They are filled with light. They are full of healing light. They are balanced. And may this light stay with you for as long as you need it. You mentally say, I willingly absorb all of this healing light now. Thank you in full faith. And I conclude with a prayer to the Supreme Being, to the healing angels and the healing ministers, to the beings of this session, this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for this healing light. In full faith, so be it.
Thank you, Dr. Prashant.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us. Thank you for this beautiful opportunity. Very honored to be here. Thank you. Thank you, Alex, for introducing me to Patricia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, voor iedereen die geluisterd heeft, dank u wel voor het luisteren. En het is veel om over na te denken. Kom nog een beetje bij, geniet. En we zien en spreken elkaar snel weer. Dag.